the Gemara presents a machlekas hatanoim and a machlekas hamaraim and a few of an aleph, whether the ksibas deraisa love deraisa. Yeah, what does it mean exactly whether ksibas deraisa love deraisa? So the how does this come into this perek? How does the topic come in? Gemara introduces it. The Mishnah says psula nisus liyom ravi, that if the husband will have a tainus psulim, he should come to the bezin on Thursday morning. So let them get married on Sunday afternoon, so you can come to bezin on Monday morning. So the Gemara says no, that you need 3 days to prepare a fancy meal. They didn't have caterers, professional caterers like we have. You need 3 days, so you need Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday he'll make the chasana. But he's going to get married on Sunday, so he's not going to be able to prepare so much of a meal. And Chachamim Shaptu al Takonis Menos Yisrael should prepare for 3 days in advance. So this din, that if he comes on Thursday morning with the Tainas Psulim, he'll be Neman, what are we concerned about? So the Gemara says, but we're not really so concerned about him losing the Ksuba, about he should be Masud her the Ksuba. We're really concerned about if she'll be Asura al-Bailo, if she'll be, if it'll turn out he'll have a Taina Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, and there won't be a Sveik, there won't be a Chad Sveik. So then you have the issue of Shavi and Hashem Haticha di Yisura. So that's why they made the Takonah. But then Achenami, if he'll say Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, he will be Neman Lahapsidu Ksubasa also. But that's not what motivated Achachamim to make the Takonah. Why should it be Neman to say Pesach Pasuch Matzasi? Whenever a person is Mechuyif to pay a Choyt Maman, so just like this, he can say the girl was a Beula, if I don't have to give her the Masai Mezuzah. So the Gemara says, no, because the whole Chacham Tikna Lehem L'Bnei Yisrael, the whole thing of Ksub is only Takonim the Rabbanon, so therefore, Ve'im Heiminu, is Heim Omer Ve'im Omer. Heim Heiminu, Shemama Pesach Metzasi Nam. So from the Gemara it would appear that it's only if one should assume that Ksub is Lav Deraisa. If Ksub is Deraisa, the husband will not be Neman with this Taina L'Havsidu Ksubos. So how do we pass on Allah al Maisa? Should we pass on Suba deraisa, Lav deraisa? So that's what all the Rishonim have this big machlokes. So Amr Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos on the top quotes, Rabbeinu Tam paskins that Suba deraisa. How do you know that you should pass on Suba deraisa? So he has two hachachas. Number one, from the text of the Ksuba, as the Minig Ashkenaz says, that we write that the husband is Meshabin himself, the Masayim Zuz, the Chazilich, in Midyo Raisa, which you are entitled to, Menatar. That's what it says in the text of the Ksuvit. That's one riot. And the other Haychoch he brings is, because the Gemara says, Kol Mok, Meshashana, Rashavim, Megamlio, Mishnaseinu, Halacha, Kemoisoi, with only three exceptions to the rule. This is not one of the three exceptions to the rule. So therefore, Halacha should be like Abshimim Gamliel. And where is there a Mishnah that quotes, the Gemara says, Kol Makom Shana Abshimim Gamliel bin Mishnah Seinu. Only in a Mishnah, if it's only a Braisa not. So where is the Mishnah? So the Gemara here quotes the Mishnah, L'kamon Dav Kuf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara had the Machlokes by the Moes Kaputke, Moes Eretz Yisrael. We're going to have to go through that again. The two Pshatim and Tosfos, what's going on there? Right. So we should pass on like Abshimim Gamliel. So, and Rav HaRishonim do not agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Rav HaRishonim hold that Ksuba is Lav Deraisa. So what do they do with the text of the Ksuba, the Chazi Lichme Deraisa? So many of the Svadish Rishonim say that it's a misprint. You shouldn't write that into the Nusach HaKsuba. Rabbi Ben Chaim says he'll give you a free copy of a Ksuba that leaves out the word Mideraisa. I'll be happy to supply you with a correct text of the Ksuba that doesn't have the word Mideraisa. Okay. The Ashkenazim, the Rosh didn't have Rabbi Ben Chaim to give him a free ksuba. So the Rosh says, no, they have this. What does it mean, the Chazalich Madaraisa? So the Rosh has the famous comment, which is quoted Halach al-Maisa by the Ramah in Hilchus Kubis. The Rosh quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin in the first parak and the end of Chorus. The Gemara says there were two monetary systems that are running concurrently. Like you have Canadian money and American money. So you have both currencies. You have a penny and a nickel and a dime and a quarter and a half a dollar and a dollar. And so on. $2 bills and $5 bills and $10 bills. But they're not exactly the same. The $5 bill of the Canadian currency is not the same as $5 bill in America. I think for many years, American money was worth more. Now Canadian money is worth more. I'm not sure exactly. It's Huh?
Back down.
Oh. So it's not the same. So in the days of the Tanaim, they had two concurrent systems, that Kesef Tzuri and Kesef Medina. Both of them had the same. They had pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, and so on and so forth. And there was a fixed relationship between the two. Not like America and Canada, that it fluctuates sometimes. American money is worth more, sometimes Canadian money is worth more. In the days of the Tanaim, every coin in the monetary system of Kesef Medina was worth 1/8 the counterpart in the Kesef Tzuri system. Kesef Tzuri, every coin is 8 times the value of its counterpart. The quarters were 8 times the value of the quarters. The pennies were 8 times the pennies, and so on and so forth. So whenever the halacha says an amount of money, which monetary system are you working with? So the Gemara says in the first parak in Kiddushin, and at the end of parak Bechoros, with respect to Pinyan Aben, kol kesef hama b'toira. Whenever the Chumash has an amount of money, the Hainu, we learned the Eila Nairis. So Oynes HaMefata pay 50 shekel kesef. Moitzi Shemra pays 100 shekel kesef. Then an Eved Shoamud kills an Eved K'naini, so the Baal HaShor has to pay 30 shekel kesef. And every year, once a year, you have to give machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, minimum of machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. Minimum doesn't mean if you want to give more, you can donate more. Osher lo yar, but not allowed to donate more. But the Rambam explains, the Bezna has to assess, the Ravid explains this, Bezna has to assess in fundraising, YU has a lot of fundraising, every yeshiva has fundraising. You have to guess in advance how many people you think are going to give money. Number two, how many people are going to give the money on time? Because the purpose of the Machzah Shekel money is that starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to buy the new Karbonis Tzibur with the new Machzah Shekel money. And B'Shlosha Prakam Hashana, 3 times in the year, they used to do Trumas HaLishka. So starting from a month before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmei Malashkolim, they would announce everybody has to bring in Machzah Shekel. And he said, how many people do you think are going to give the money in the course of the first month, from Rosh Chodesh Adar to Rosh Chodesh Nissan? How many people I'm going to give? So the Freisa Pesach means 2 weeks before Pesach, that means Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Freisa Tzeres, 2 weeks before Shavuos. The Freisa Chag, 2 weeks before Sukkot, that's Rosh Hashanah. They would do a Trumas HaLishka. They would take out 3 gigantic sacks of money from the all the Pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash. Pushkas for the Taklan Charetim, for the Shkolim Chadashim. They would buy all the Karbonos Tzibur in that third of the year. The 3/3 of the year were not the equal in length of time. The first third of the year was from Rosh Chodesh Nissan till Shavuos. That's only 7 weeks, till 2 weeks before Shavuos. And then from Shavuos till Sukkot was a longer period of time. Then from Rosh Hashanah to Befroi Sachak, 2 weeks before Sukkot is Rosh Hashanah, till Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that was the longest third of the year. That was the longest period of time. So they had to have, you have to have a lot of money. So you have to calculate whether this coming, upcoming year is going to have 12 months or 13 months. From Rosh Chodesh Nissan to Rosh Chodesh Nissan, going to have 13 months, you're going to need more Karbonos Tzibur, you're going to need more Tamidim U'Masofim for that year. Then you have to calculate how many people are going to bring the money in this year on time. They used to have a pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, Taklan Atikin. For those who didn't give, let's say a guy becomes a Baal Tshuva at the age of 95, and he realizes, wow, he hasn't been giving Machzah Shekel since his Bar Mitzvah. Machlok is when you have to begin giving Machzah Shekel, age of 20 or age of 13. And the Chumash says, Be'ezim Shonav Amala, that's a different Machzah Shekel. That's called Yetzit Tzavah B'Yisrael, if you want to take a census. So they didn't draft people into the army younger than the age of 20. Rashi holds that that's the din. You're not allowed to draft people from the age of 18. Supposed to not draft anyone from till the age of 20. So if you're making a census of the people, you want to know how many soldiers you have, how many men you have available for the army, so then you give Mibenes Mshonam Amal. What about for Machzah Shekel purposes for Karbonos Tzibur? So that's 2 girsas in the Yerushalmi. The Rishonim have 2 girsas in the Yerushalmi. Most of some Al-Pi Pashta is that it's from Bar Mitzvah on. So you have to figure how many people are there who are going to give money, how many are going to give money on time, and so some of the people are going to wake up years later and give Taklan Atikin. They'll give from the time they were Bar Mitzvah. At the age of 95, he becomes a Baal Tshuva. He's going to give for all the years that he never gave Machzah Shekel. So that's not going to help for this year, for the Machzah Shekel campaign. They have to assess what is the price of animals going to be. So if they have if they don't think they're going to have enough money, if they're just going to charge machzah shekel, they're not going to make enough money to cover the expenses of all the karbonas sibah in the course of the year, then they have to ask everybody to please give 25 shekelim. I says, Hosha le'yarba v'adala yamin. No, Hosha le'yarba, no one should give more than 25 shekelim. No one should give less than 25 shekelim. Everybody has to give exactly the same. But many times they would give more than machzah shekel, whatever the best and fixed the amount was. What if you have billions of Jews and everybody's Orthodox and everybody's going to give on time, everybody's going to give machzah shekel this year. And you don't need so much money. If they'll give a quarter of a shekel, that'll be more than enough. They're going to have daibahis, they're going to have leftover. So that's the pasuk in Chumash. You never pay less than machzah shekel. But most of the time, they used to give more than machzah shekel. The Bezdin would ascertain everyone should give more than machzah shekel. So the Gemara says, what do you mean machzah shekel? On which system? On the shekel, on the kesef tzuri system, on the kesef medina system. So the Gemara says, kol kesef ama batoira, whenever it's a pasuk in Chumash, machzah shekel, shloshim shalevet, Hamishim Shalainis and Mefata, or Meyas Shkolam Shal Moiti Shemra. So that's a din, that's Kesab Tsuri. The more, the eight times as much. The Shel the Rain, but if it's a Takana the Rabbanan, then you only give Kesab Medina. Whenever it's a Mishnah, it says in Baba Kameh, if you slap someone, so the Chachamim are not going to have a din Torah every time to be Kaveya, how much Tsar and how much Boshes, they just say pay him $4 and Shain. Whatever it says in the Mishnah. So whenever the Mishnah tells you, Takana de Rabbanan, how much money you have to pay for doing some activity, so that the Tanoim are talking b'loshem b'niyodam. It's not halacha, the Takanoim are using loshem b'niyodam, and they meant Kesef Medina, they didn't mean Kesef Tzuri. So the Rosh says, wow, this should make a difference halacha l'maisa, with the Ksuba deraisa, love deraisa. You have to give 50 shkolim, every shekel has four zuz, so you give Masayim zuz, as 50 shkolim. 50 shkolim on which So if you hold that ksuba is deraisa, then you should give 50 shkolim kesef tzuri. And if you hold the whole ksuba is only takana derabon, then it should be kesef medina. So that's a major nafkamina. Eight times as much money. So the Rosh thinks that that's not correct. Even if one should assume that ksuba is lav deraisa, like Rov HaRishonim hold against this Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Even if you hold that ksuba is lav deraisa, but you still have to pay the amount they. The Chachamim were Mesakein, corresponding to what the minig was, Bizman Bat and Terah. It says, Oynez and Mefata have to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef of Kesef Tzuri. Why do they pay that amount of money? What does that correspond to? Kesef Yishkel Kemor HaBesulis, because he was Ma'anus and Mefata her, so she's not going to get a normal Shidduch. She would have normally gotten a Shidduch, she wouldn't have been a Besulis, so she would have gotten a Ksuba of 50 Shkolim. So because he was Ma'anus and Mefata her, so she's not going to get this ksuba amount, so let him pay her that amount of ksuba. So here for the Tanaim understood, oh, the Pasuk is endorsing the Minig Bizman Matan Torah. Is he the ksuba deraisa? And the other Tanaim say, no, that was the Minig Bizman Matan Torah. Torah says that Chamishim Shekel Kesef Avaynis Mefata corresponds to what used to be the Minig, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the din. There is no din deraisa. It's only instituted by the Rabbanim. But once the Chachamim instituted it, so they instituted it according to what the meaning was, Bizman Matan Torah. The meaning was to give Chamishim Shekel Kesef of Kesef Tzuri. So that's what the Rosh interprets. But we have the Ashkenazim, have the text in the Ksubi. Shouldn't cross out the word Midaraisa. The Rosh says, it's good the way it says. Chazilicha Midaraisa. It doesn't mean that I owe you the money, Min HaTorah. I only owe her the money, Mid the Rabbanim. Ksuba Lav Deraisa. We only owe the money, Mid the Rabbanim. But what amount of money do you give? 200 zuz, chamishim shekel kesef, on which system? Our kesef tzuri system, because it's all based on the parsha of Avaynis HaMefata.
Amana also says
No, Amana says the chazilich medrabban.
Based on that, we should say the chazilich
medrabban.
Even though it's the
rabbanah,
the ma'os are still
chazilich. So we say it's not so. So the Ramah writes, people usually think that an almana gets a hefty amount of a psula. He says, not true. She gets 1/16 the amount. She gets half the number. She gets 100 zuz, which is 25 shkolim, and the psula gets 200 zuz, which is 50 shkolim. But the almana gets 25 shkolim in kesef medina money, which is 1/8 the amount of the kesef tzuri. It's 1/2 in numbers, and it's 1/8. So it's 1/16 the amount. 16 times as much, not twice as much. 16 times that. That's what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch.
So we don't accept the Rosh. Because based on the Rosh, we should say that it...
No, we accept this part of the Rosh. We accept now the question, after you establish that the amount of the Chamishim Shekel Kesef, of the Ksuba, of the Besula, which is only the Rabbanon, but the amount is money on the level of the Raisa, because it's based on the Parsha Moedas and Mevata. So where does that leave you by Almana? Almana is the Takana de Rabbanon. So now you're free to say either one way or the other. So the Ramah paskins that it's 16 times as much. It's not twice as much, 16 times as much. But this is Kesef Tzuri, and this is Kesef Medina. So Rabbeinu Tam had these two hoichachas. One hoichacha was from the text of the Ksuba. So half of the Rishonim said, cross out the word Medaraisa. It's a mistake. The Rosh says, leave in the word Medaraisa. But what it means is that you have to give Kesef Tzuri, you don't give Kesef Medina. Not all the Rishonim agree with the Rosh, but the Ramah paskins la halacha like that Rosh.
Do the Sfarim agree that it's Kesef Tzuri?
I don't remember. Got to check it up. I don't remember. The other raya that Rabbi Natan brings is called that halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishnah seinu kol makom sheshan Rav Shimon Gamliel b'mishnah seinu halacha kemaisai. This is not one of the three cases Rabbi Ron Paskan like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So the Rishonim say, first of all, that Kalal is not so muskan. Not all the Amoraim agree that that is the rule, that we always Paskan like Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. There are many Amoraim disagree, and they hold there is no such call. Secondly, there are many difficult Rambams where the Rambam Paskan is against Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, what happened to the rule? So he said, no, that's the other Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. There were three Tanoim by the name Rabbi Gamliel, and there are two Tanoim with the name Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The two Tanoim were sons of the two Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. So you got to know which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel you're talking about. So it depends. They lived in different generations. So if he's carrying on a conversation with a contemporary of his, so you can figure out, is it the earlier Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or the later Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Now, from this, which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel you're talking about? So that's what the Rishonim say. We don't necessarily follow that klal. Kol makom sheshan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah says, Allah gemas in the case. The Mishnah says, even if you do follow the klal, there were two different Tanoim, but the same name, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So it's not necessarily one whose shita has been accepted. Fine.
Which one do we accept?
I don't remember the history. It's important to know Jewish history. Important to know Halacha L'maaseh, Jewish history. Hilchos HaKabbasroi, you gotta know who came first, who came second. I don't know. I don't know which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is which. So the Ramah has accepted l'halacha this Rosh on our daf, that even though we pasken ksuba lab deraisa, but we give her money, the chazi lichem deraisa, we give her 50 shkolim, that's 200 zuz, in kesef tzuri money. So the Ramban on daf kufyunam at beis, Shibkubetz's quotes, a long Ramban, goes on and on and on. I didn't check to see in the original Ramban. The Shibkubetz's quotes this long part of the Ramban where he says, even if you're Ksuba deraisa, it doesn't have to be 50 shkolim. It doesn't have to be Kesef Tzuri 50 shkolim. He says it just means that when a couple gets married, they have to, the husband has to be mishabed himself to give his wife a ksuba. The posh pashat is the husband doesn't have to be mishabed himself. This is a milvah ksuba b'Torah, like we said yesterday. The choftal arabis nizik and all pay meitav. And Tesis quotes tachas nesine yishalom kesef, that big zereshava. So Tesis says included in the zereshava would have been if you hold ksuba as the raisa, that would be included in the zereshava. That Ksuba would collect Meta, but because we paskin, Rover, Rishonim paskin, Ksuba lav deraisa, so that's why we assume that you start with Ziburis. And you possibly work your way up from Ziburis. Reb Meir holds, Mishum Chino, that Ksuba's Isha should be collected mina Beninus. And we don't pass like that, we pass Ksuba's Isha mina Ziburis. It started with Ziburis and it remains with Ziburis. Why does it depend whether Ksuba deraisa, lav deraisa, whether it starts with Ziburis? If ksuba deraisa, so we assume it's a milvah ksuba b'Torah. The Torah is mechayiv you to give chamishim shekel kesef l'kanis ha'mefata. Like Moitzi Shemra, the Torah is mechayiv you to pay the mea kesef, mea shekel kesef. And if ksuba lav deraisa, it doesn't mean that with the Rabbanan and the chachamim ha'mechayiv you. It's as if you had accepted his chayiv midas. So that's what I mentioned yesterday. Is chayvus midas, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. That's not included in the Gzeres Shavah, Tachos, and Sina, Shalom Keset. That's Balchol, Vizdina, Menatur, Viziburis. Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Balchol. It's not only Balchol, but Halvoye. How do you know Balchol, Dina, Menatur, Viziburis? Because it has not pasuk. Vuisha, Shatano, Shabo, Yotzei Lecha, Savo, Tachutza. If I owe money to the Malva comes and knocks on the door. He says, you owe me money. You didn't give me any money. You didn't give me a mashkin. I have nothing. What's going to be? So it says, you shouldn't come into my house to pressure me. You should stand outside, and the loyva will give you the mashkin. So the Gemara has a comment. What's the loyva going to bring? Not going to bring the best thing that he has. Going to take out the ziburis. So you see that balchayv is dina manatar b'ziburis, because that's what I'm going to give him. Is going to be manaziburis. So we assume it's not davke. So if we assume ksuba lav deraisa, it's like a hischaivus midas. He's accepting upon himself a hischaivus to pay. He didn't accept anything. It's a takonas hatanoim. So we say, hefke bezne hefke, just like if I would be mafka my property, I could be mafka bedibur. So bezne has a right to be mafka my property also, even though ena lamafka dov shenu shaloi. So hefke bezne has a right, we learn from psukim, bezne has a right to act as if they're the bailam on my property. So just like I myself can accept upon myself, Chayvus Mamet to pay an amount of money, so Bezna has the right to accept it on my behalf. So we treat the Ksuba as if it were his Chayvus Midas. That's what we pointed out. By Mitame, Midame, Menasech are three of the Choftal, the Rabbis, and Zikin. Tam and Dam and Asach is a machlokes in the Gemara whether Hezek Shein and Nika Shmei Hezek Menator Lav Shmei Hezek. So we paskan Lav Shmei Hezek. So Pasha Pshat you would have said Hezek Shein and Nika Lav Shmei Hezek Menator, but Midraban and Ishmei Hezek. So it's muchach from the Gemara that it's not so. Even Midraban is Lav Shmei Hezek. Even Midraban, because otherwise Gol Zochametz Vavalava Pesach. Why can you say Hereshalach Lofanecho? The Gemara says if the din would have been that Hezek Shein and Nika Shmei Hezek. So then it's considered a chayfet shenishtana. How can I say, harei shalach lefanach? It's not shalach. I was kind of ready b'shinui. So if you hold hezek shenanikar, lash mehezek manator, but midirabbanish mehezek, so let it be, well, let me be kind of midirabbanish. So the answer, we did see from the Gemara in Hanizokin, in Gittin Perak Hanizokin, that if hezek shenanikar, lash mehezek, it's not even shmehezek midirabbanish. But nonetheless, midirabbanish, it's an androgynous over here. It's lash mehezek, even midirabbanish, a separate chiyuv. But you do have to pay for meitav. You don't just say it's like his chayvus midas. The chachamim are imposing a chiyuv upon me. So there the Gemara says you have to pay meitav. But over here by the ksuba, if you all ksuba deraisa, then Taisa says it would have been meitav. If you all ksuba is lav deraisa, then it's like his chayvus midas. It's not that midirabbanan they're imposing a chiyuv upon me. It's like his chayvus midas. So it starts off with ziburis. There are meihol mishim chini elevated to the level of Beininus, and we don't pass like that. We pass and you leave it on that level. What if you hold a ksuba deraisa? So we never heard of any Tana who says that ksuba is nigvus min aidis. Nobody says like that. The only machlokes we have are the ksuba nigvus min aziburis. That's what the Gemara always says. Nizikin, perak hanizikin. Starts off hanizikin collect aidis. Balchov collects beininus, and ksuba sisha collect ziburis. So balchov de beininus is a three-way machlokes satanoim. Is that the din deraisa? The one opinion in the Yerushalmi like that in Bava Kamma, the first pair, that a balchov ben atar is dina bebeinus. The Bavli doesn't have such an opinion. Bavli just has a machlokes whether balchov is ben atar dina beidis, which we do not accept. Or the accepted opinion is balchov ben atar is dina beziburis. Why? Because the pasuk says yishe shatano shebo yotze lecha savo tachut. So the loiva will give you the mashkin. He'll take out whatever junk he has in the house. He's going to pay with ziburis. So that's how we established the bachov min ataris dina b'ziburis. We elevated it to the level of beininus. So the ksivasisha, no tan ever said aloch lamaisi collect from idis. How come? The rotanoim who hold that ksivasisha is min atoira. I mean, in time even paskins like that. His manazek ksubasisha is min ameta because he write in the ksuba. Kol shvar harag nichsin disli Shafar means Shapira, Idis, and Aragnechsa means most desire. So the husband writes in Niksilba, he gives his wife the right to collect from Idis. The same thing about Chayva, if a Loiva borrows money from the Malve, and he writes, and I give you the right to collect Meitav. So the Gemara in Hanzakin and Gittin talks about a Shtar Shekosava Idis. A Shtar Halvoa, with a lover right, I give you the right to collect from Idis. He wrote, he gives him the right, he has the right to collect Idis. So Ksivasish also. Mikra Din, the Din is really Menaziburis, but if the husband writes, Kol Shvar Arag Nechse Mekinonin, Kol Shmai, gives the wife the right to collect from Idis, and she has the right to collect from Idis. But if not for the fact that we write like that in the Ksiva, we make it into a Shtar Sheksiva Idis. So Taisus and the Ramban writes, whenever a Veditan who says Menat Torah, that we leave the halacha like that, that the Ksivasish is going to be Minha Idis. Why is that? Why they knock it down? If Yol Ksivasish deraisa is made of, what motivated the Chachamim to knock it down? So Taisus says, Taisus explains, that no one's going to want to get married. No one's going to want to get married. Who has the ability? Not all the marriages end off well. A lot of people, more and more people are getting divorced. And then the guy's going to know he's going to have to pay meitav. He's going to think 10 times before he wants to propose to a girl. So in order to make it easier for people to propose, they shouldn't feel so uncomfortable. The girl's going to get divorced, she's going to take away my meitav. So they knocked it down to Ziburis. Rameh says, no, knock it down to Ziburis. Ramea holds men atoy raksibus ishim in their eyes. Tosis quotes from the Gemara later. Ramea holds ksibus ishim in their eyes. So he holds that you're knocking down from Edis, knocking it down. And he holds you don't knock it all the way down to Ziburis. He holds you knock it down only to Beinanis. Mishum Chino. Okay. Yeah, so again, there's a Ramban on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, where the Ramban says, even if Yol Ksuba Deraisa, it's not the way Taisus and the Rosh understood. The Ksuba Deraisa is a pasuk in Chumash that you have to give Meitav Chamishim Shekel Kesef, Mamish exactly the same as Oynes HaMefat, Chamishim. Kemoyer Hapsula, Oynes HaMefat. No, Ksuba Deraisa means the girl should feel a little security. She shouldn't have to give in to every whim of a crazy husband. So when the couple gets married, whatever they'll agree upon, there should be some amount of a Ksuba. Whatever they'll agree to is fine. It's a different understanding of Ksuba Deraisa. Pashat Pshat, there are more Paschans like the Ramah. There are more Paschans like the Rosh and Ardaf. And the Rosh is along the lines of Tesis. That it would have been Meitav and would have been Hamishim Shekel Kesef, would have been the whole works. And this Ramban is a unique understanding. That even if you're Ksuba Deraisa, it doesn't mean that you give Hamishim Shekel Kesef Meitav. Whatever they have to, there should be a Ksuba. The husband should be mishabin himself to some amount of money, and then the obligation to have some kind of exuba existent, that's their rice. Yeah.
So they can knock it down just because of hefker.
Every time the chachamim change any din the rice and dinim amin, it's based on hefker, bez and hefker. But they're elevating from ziburis to, by Baal Chov, menatar dinim ziburis, they make it into beninis, shalotel delos bifnei lovin. Of Yol Ksuba Deraisa, they knocked it down from Edis all the way down to Ziburis. According to Rameh, they knocked it down to Beninis. So knocking up and knocking down and introducing Chiyuvi Mama that didn't exist in Atayra, this is all based on Hefke Bez and Hefke, correct? There is a machlokes, there is a din in the Gemara, Masna Mashakas Batara, tonight bottle of Maisakai. Let's say a boy is drafted in the Israeli army and he gets married. Didn't have a chance to have any children yet. So, Rahmana Litzlan, they have so many chalitzas in Eretz Yisrael. But a young boy is killed in the army and he leaves a wife without any children. He didn't have a chance to have a family yet, so his wife needs chalitza. Chalitza is always a tragedy. In America, usually have chalitza. The husband died at the age of 95, and the wife is 90 years old. She's not interested in remarrying, but you have chalitza. That's the din, you have chalitza. So even that's a tragedy, that the husband died leaving Eretz Yisrael. So it's a tragedy on top of a tragedy. So whenever you do a chalitza, so there's a tefillah. after the chalitza ceremony is over, there's a tefillah yiratzon shelo tavona benoisel de chalitza. Shouldn't have such a tragedy again. Let's say the boy will marry the girl. Say haret mukudeshes li ala tanai. That in the event that I should die, believe on him, you shouldn't require any chalitza. So that's the original example that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, a masna mashakasa batara tonight bottle of maisekam. He says, Ariya Mukodeshisli, he wants to marry her. Ala tanai, the tanai is that it should be an incomplete ishus, that a normal ishus leads to chalitza v'yibum. In the event that he dies leaving no descendant, she's going to need chalitza. And this marriage should not lead to chalitza. Not that in the event that he dies, b'li b'anim should be considered as if they were never married. He doesn't want to have the whole marriage should be bilas nuts. He wants to have a marriage, but he wants that this marriage should not be mechayv and chalitza. So that's the example that the Yerushalmi gives. Shulchan Aruch quotes that dogma from the Yerushalmi. That's masa masha kas matoira, that tonight bottle of maisekai. What if a man gets married? He says harem kodeshes li almanos. The Chumash says when a couple gets married, they share ksus v'yayna. Well, he says, Amanah Shein Lech Alay Sheir Ksus. It's a question in Rishon. Amanah Shein Lech Alay Sheir Ksus. So that's a machlokes later in Ksubis and in Kiddushin, and other Mesichtas. That's Masa Mashakas Batar B'dovish and B'mamen. So that's a machlokes on Meir Rebuta. Meir Rebuta, Allah, Rebuta, we pass like Rebuta. That Tanai Kayim. Masa Mashakas Batar B'dovish and B'mamen, that Tanai is Kayim. And Rav Meir's opinion is that the Tanai is bottle. Even the Shem and Mammon also a Tanai bottle. So what would Rav Meir's opinion be? A man gets married, he says, Ariya Mukodeshisli. Rav Meir happens to hold, this is quotes, Rav Meir happens to hold the Ksuba is deraisa. Yeah, that's the beginning of the Tosfos. Hold the Takanas Chacham Tema. Ameris lekamon dafnun vaben beis ksuba deraisa. The Gemara said the Ferish like that. Ameir holds that ksuba deraisa. So what if a boy marries a girl? He says he gives her a ring. Hariat mekudeshesli amanah shein lach alai chiyuv ksuba. So that's a davish of the moment, and that would be a machlekes Ameir Rebuta. So we pass like Rebuta. We hold ksuba lav deraisa. So there's no problem at all. But even if one would hold like Rameya, that Ksuba is their Isa, we would pass like Rebuta, that B'davish of Imam and Tanoi Kaim, that is not considered an incomplete issues. A normal issues, a complete issues, leads Chalitza, and a normal issues leads to a Shibud, Ksher Ksus V'yayna, and leads to a din, if you hold that Ksuba their Isa, it leads to a din of Ksuba. The wife has a right to collect Ksuba. So if he's going to make an issues, Harem Kodesh Yisalam Anas, that if I die, believe on him, you shouldn't require chalitza. So that he's making ishus lachatzon. He's trying to create an incomplete ishus, and you can't do that. That's masa mashka basara. You can't make an incomplete ishus. But if he says amara shein lachalai sheir ksus, mammon is nitan lamechila. If she would have got married, she would have been meichelim, so she could be meichel sheir ksus. So that's not considered an incomplete ishus. We pass like Rebuta. That's okay. So Hu Adinami, even if the din would have been like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, that Ksuba is their Isa, that wouldn't pose a problem. Even if you pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, that Ksuba their Isa, wouldn't pose a problem al Masam al Kosh Batar, because B'davish B'mam and Tanoi Kai, fine. But Rav Meir holds, not so, Rav Meir holds B'davish B'mam and Tanoi Batal. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, if the boy says, Hariyat Mekudesh Islam, Manav Shein Loch Alai, Shibud Ksuba, so the Shibud Ksuba will be Chal anyway, because he cannot create issues lachatzoy. If you hold a ksuba deraisa, it means it's an integral part of the issues. Just like every issues has to have with it a din of chalitza. If he'll die b'li banim, the almana will require chalitza, the inasi lashuk. And every normal issues carries with it a chi of sher ksus v'yayna. And every normal issues carries with it a chi of ksuba. So he says, Hare emukadashis almanat, there shouldn't be sher ksus. Almanas, there shouldn't be ksuba. So Rav Meir's sheet is at Tanoi Bottle. You can't make an ishus lachatzai. We don't accept Rav Meir's opinion. We pass him the davish of imam and Tanoi Kai. But because we pass in Ksuba lav deraisa, so Ksuba is only the Rabbanu. So it's not that this is the definition of ishus. You're trying to create an ishus lachatzai. Sher Ksus is part of the definition of ishus. That's a pasuk in Chumash. So if you're going to do Hariyat Mekudesh Yisrael Menach Shelach Alai Sher Ksus, that'll be a machlekes on Meir Rebuta. But if you say Ksubas love their Isa, the way Rav Harishan Paskin, Ksubas love their Isa, so then it's not considered part of the issues. It's a separate hischaivus. The Yishus, part of the Yishus is Chalitza and Ksher Ksus V'yoyna. And Ksub is a separate Chiyuv Midarabon, Shalai Teh Kalabayin of Loitziya. It's a different, it's not an integral part of the Yishus. It's not an issue of Masna Mashkos V'Torah Bechlap. If you're Ksub Alav Derais, you're not making an Yishus Lahatzar. So again, it's our Gemara. Did the Gemara say that one? Yeah. Sometimes a Chachama felt it essential to make a takana. Okay, that even if she agrees to the marriage al marasat, there's no ksuba. In this case, it could be they made a special takana. You're talking about special takanas, but based on the normal rule should have been that this is not, if Yolk Ksuba Lav Deraisa, this is not making an Isha Slachatzoin. And even if Ksuba would have been Deraisa, we pass like Rabbi Yudah, that the Abishab Imam and Tanoi Kaim. If they wanted to, they can make a special Takana, that even if she agreed to such a marriage, it's still a Takana of Ksuba. But for that, you need a special Takana that doesn't go, that doesn't flow normally. If they want to, they can make a special Takana.
According to this, so if you hold Ksuba Deraisa, you automatically hold that there's already a Tanai based in Mishas. It sounds like maybe Mishas Erison.
The Gemara in Bava Kama, in Bava Metzia, the end of the first Perek, most yeshivas they never get that far. The end of the first Perek in Bava Metzia, the Gemara has a suffix whether the Takana, we assume Ksuba Lav Deraisa, but the Takana's Chachamim of Ksuba does it only begin if the husband dies after Nisuin, or even if he dies during Erisin. So the Gemara says, there are Beferish and Mishnais about a girl collecting Ksuba when the husband died during Erisin. Gemara says, yeah, maybe that's because of a Laksuba. If Kosovo Laksuba, if the husband gave his wife a Ksuba at the time of Erisin and he never got to make Nisuin, then they got divorced and he dies in the middle of Erisin, so that everyone agrees that Yesh La Arusa Ksuba of Kosovo. But we're talking like Kasav law, and the only Chi of Ksub is because of the Takanas Chachamim. Was there a Takanas Chachamim during Erisin and not? So the Gemara is in the Baidla of Shita. In Shulchan Aruch they quote that it's a Machlekes Tesis in the Rambam. What the Maskanas Agmar should be. Whether Yesh La Rusa Ksuba, Ein La Rusa Ksuba, if like Kasav law. If Kasav law, so everyone agrees. Kasav law Ksuba, so she has a Ksuba.
Right, so could it be that's only assuming that Ksuba is Deravana? Maybe if the Ksuba is Deraisa, sounds like
the
integral part of the
Ishas,
maybe
it would
be the
Arpasha
that is from the
Shas Erisin. Not necessarily. Look, Sherek Sus is the original Machlegs Amer Abudah, Masna Machlegs Abatar, B'davashav Maman. Sherek Sus V'yayna is only Efta Nisuin. During Erisin, there are no Shibudim on Sherek Sus V'yayna. When he says, Ariat Mukodesh Islamanah, Shein Lachalai Sherek Sus V'yayna, there isn't any Sherek Sus V'yayna. Ariat Mukodesh, only Kiddushin. Going to make Nisuin in another year. So what is he saying? Amana Shein Lachalai Sherek Sus. No one has Sherek Sus doing Erisin. He means this issue should never lead up to Sherek Sus V'yana. It's not going to have Sherek Sus right away anyway. Under normal circumstances, when you do, if and when you do, you live so long and make Nisuin, so then the issues is going to be, the full issue is going to require Sherek Sus V'yana. And he wants this issue should never lead up to that. So it could be that the Ksuba also, even if one assumes that Ksuba there is, could be it's only after Nisuin. I don't know. I can't tell. Fine. So again, how did the Gemara start off? There is a deal where the Ksuba Deraisa Lav Deraisa. And one of the first nafkemina Shmuel has is, on the top line is, if Ksuba is Lav Deraisa, then it makes sense. Then, if it's only Midrabbana, then it makes sense. If he'll taina Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, he may not know what he's talking about. And even if he does know what he's talking about, we give him them honest. So we assume that there's a ruba de loisa kaman chazoke. Word chazoke has many different meanings. Here chazoke means ruba de loisa kaman einonim terech besuda umafsida. He wouldn't have invested so much money on making the whole wedding party on Wednesday if he's going to come the very next day and tainet pesach pasoch mensos. But this is what he had in mind all along. The tainet pesach mensos. So what did he spend so much money on making the whole wedding? So it must be that he's telling the truth. So the Gemara seems to assume, al pi pashtus, if Ksuba is deraisa, that he wouldn't be Neman with this taina. If it's a real robe, so robe is good to pata from mammon. Robe is not good to hotzi mammon from a muchzak. But here the robe is supporting the muchzak, is not supporting the teveya. So the answer is no, it's not a real robe. It's not such a strong robe. Not such a compelling robe. If ksuba is lav deraisa, then we assume that that constitutes a robe. Ksuba is deraisa, is not so compelling. Not so muchzak. Like this is an eliyadaf that the. Since we never heard any call that she was Nenso, so it's a right that she was Loi Nenso, so that's a roif. So they says it's a roif midirabon. It's not such a, not so compelling that it's such a roif on the level of the reis. So then we left off yesterday in the middle of the Moos Kaputke. You're right. So Taisa had two pshatim. What is the issue over here? So the one pshat in Taisa was along the lines of the Taisa in the beginning of Baba Kama, the first parak of Baba Kama. Ha'irogel Rabbeinu Tam Lama Gimel Dinim Heim. There are three dinim. By Schiris Poyalim, let's say you did a whole day's work for me and I have to pay you. Then at the end of the day, I say, I don't have any money. I have a lot of svarim. I have a whole library. I owe you $1,000. Take $1,000 worth of svarim. So you can tie it to me. You go sell all the svarim and give me cash. I worked for you all day. Ziltrach has been vaisi zuzi. You can tell me, you go and sell the merchandise. By schiv spoil him, he's not mechuyev to accept shove kesef. He can insist he wants afke cash. That's Rabbi Natan has a gemara in the end of Bab Metzia like that. Then by Nezikin, the Gemara says you have a choice, you have an option, either to give cash or to give karka. If you're giving karka, it has to be meitav. Or if you're giving metaltalim, then we declare kol mili meitavu. Everything has a status of meitav. Why is everything status of meitav? What if it's a piece of junk that no one wants to buy? The Gemara says, no, deloy mizdabin hachem, mizdabin masachrita. Since it's portable, true, in this neighborhood, no one's interested in this kind of old junk. But if you take it to another community, so there people will be thrilled about the buying. They want to buy collector's items, whatever. So the Gemara says, by Nezikin, by the Chof Dal Rabbis Nezikin, you have an option of paying either cash or metaltalim, call me the meitavu, or if you're paying karka, ask me meitav. Then the Rabbi Natam says, but if it's a halvoye and you have money, then zuza yoy zuza shokel, you have to pay back cash. In the event that you don't have cash, then if you want to pay karka, you have to give at least beinonis or better. Can't stick with ziburis unless that's all you have is ziburis. Or if you give metaltalim, so we say call the mili meitav. Fine. So when the Rabbeinu Tam says, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. So when the Rabbeinu Tam says that by a halvoya, if you have cash, you cannot get away with paying karka or by giving metaltalim, because since it's a yajzim is shokel, since I lent you $5,000 in cash, it's understood you have to pay me back $5,000 in cash. What if it's not that I lent you money? So we said yesterday, Chavos Das and Hilchos Ribis writes based on the pasuk Neshech Oichel Neshech Neshech Kesef Neshech Oichel Neshech Kol Dabar Sheishach. So he writes Meikar Adin Deraisa. There are Haychachas from Gemaras and Rambam's like this. He doesn't quote all the Rais. Rav Soloveitchik brought Rais that whatever I lent you, if a dentist lends another dentist 10 ounces of silver, or if someone lends 5 bushels of potatoes, or he lends a dozen eggs, so Meikir Adin, the other person, Mechuyif, to give him back a dozen eggs, and he's Mechuyif to give him back 5 bushels of potatoes, Mechuyif to give him back 10 ounces of silver. With the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do that. That's called Sol B'Sol, because the value may go up in between. He's going to be giving back more than he borrowed in the first place. But Minat Torah, even if the value goes up, it's not considered Yosem and Akeren. That is the Keren. The Keren is defined by whatever he gave him. Neshech Kesef, Neshech Choich, and called Isha. Whatever the item was, whatever the Shavu Kesef was that I lent, so I'm Mechuyif to give back the same type of thing. 5 bushels of potatoes, I got to give back 5 bushels of potatoes. So there's a Tosis in Bava Basra, where Tosis shows from the Gemara that not only does Rabbeinu Tam apply in the case of a Halvoya, where the Chavos Das says that's the Ikar Adin. Zuzi Yoy, Zuzi Shokel, he lent them money. So the Chiv is to pay back the same type of thing that he lent them, even if, let's say, Demeha Mekach, I purchased Karka from you. and I didn't pay yet, and I have money in the bank, let's say I owe you $500,000, and I have money in the bank, I can make out a check for $500,000, or I can give you $500,000 worth of svarim that I have in the house, or old furniture. The furniture is worth something. The old furniture, when I bought it, it cost $500, now it's worth $5. Okay, so I'll give you a sofa and a bookcase and a this and that. Each one is worth a little bit. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that by paying the Mehemekach also, he has a right from the Gemara and Bava Basra. Also the din is, even though you can't say Zuzi Yoib, Zuzi Shokel, he didn't lend them anything. He bought a field from him. No, it's all self-understood that if you have cash, you have to pay back in cash. By the Ovis Nezikin, it wasn't a his chayvus midas. He didn't accept upon himself the obligation. So by all the Ovis Nezikin, we say you have three choices that are all equal. If you want, you can pay cash. If you want, you can pay karka. If it's karka, it has to be yidus. And if you want, you can give him a talmud. You have an equal choice. But if it's a chayvus midas, like the mehamekach, like halvoeh, not only by halvoeh, because he says zuzi shokel, that's the ikachi of halvoeh, to give back the same item that he gave. He gave 3 bushels of potatoes, or he gave him 10 ounces of silver. He has to pay back 10 ounces. 10 ounces of silver. Even by the mehamekach also, if he has money, he's mukhif to give back money. True, the Gemara says, Mimori Rash Vasaf Pari Ephra. If you have a balchoy and he does not have cash, all he has is junk, all kinds of metaltum of junk. So you take whatever he has. But if he has cash, then the Rabbi in time says, when the Gemara, mukhif to give cash. So that's what the one opinion in Tosis is. That's what the Ramban has on Kuf Yudim and Beis, a long arichas there. According to the one pshat in the Tosfos, you pay 50 shekel, even if you're Oksuba, but the Oksuba derisa, love derisa, you're paying the same thing. 50 shekel kesef, the way the Rosh said. We pass Kinsuba, love derisa, and you still pay 50 shekel kesef tsuri. So what's the whole pilpul, whether you pay Memois Kaputki or you pay Memois Eretz Yisrael? So according to the one pshat in Tosfos, the husband obligated himself to a ksuba. The self understood that it's not a halvois. You can't say zuzi yoi, zuzi shokel, not literally, but whenever it's a his chayvus midas, the self understood that if he has money available, he's going to pay with cash. So the question is, what's called cash and what's called shove kesef? When you're in Italy, so Italian cash is called cash. When you're in America, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, Italian cash is called shove kesef. It's not legal tender. It's not recognized by the Israeli government as a legal tender that you have to accept as payment for any debts. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the end of Chashmish, but to what extent do you apply dina the machlus dina? So the Shach writes in one place in Hilchas Ribis, this they all agree. To determine what's called kesef, as applies to shove kesef, as opposed to shove kesef, there everyone agrees that it depends on the deed of the machusa. Whatever the government declares as legal tender, that's considered kesef. Kesef doesn't have to be silver. The word kesef has 2 different meanings. It means silver, a chunk of silver is kesef, and then kesh is considered kesef. So what's considered kesef? The Gemara says there's tiva and there's pera. The first oven is in Perek Hazov. Everything in the world is divided into 2 categories. Either it's tiva madbeya, or it's pera, commodities. So what is tiva? So that's in Hebrew, we call that kesef, as opposed to shava kesef. So kesef, the Shach says in Hilchas Ridbis in Yerbedeya, this is lochala deyas, everyone agrees that you say dina the machusa, dina there. The different opinion, how far you go, dina machusa, but this is lochala deyas. It's only considered kesef if it's recognized by the government of that country where you are. You're an American now, so Italian money in America is called shove kesef, because it's not recognized by the American government as legal tender that I have to accept it for payment of all debts. So getting back again, so according to the one pshat in Tosfos, the issue whether you give Mos Kaputke and Mos Eretz Yisrael is not what amount of money. She's going to get the 50 shekel kesef anyway. There are more paskin like the Rosh and Ardaf, there's kesef tzuri, whether ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa. It's got to be the same amount, the 50 shekel kesef, as it says in the Chumash. The only difference is, if the husband has cash available, it's not right that he should give her a shove kesef. He should stick her with ziburis, with anything else. If he has money available, So what if he has two types of money? He has kaput gear money, and he has Eretz Yisrael Dikah money, and everyone would prefer to have the kaput gear money. So if he holds, say if they got married and they got divorced both in kaput gear, so they only have this one monetary system to talk about, kaput gear money. So since they got married, they got divorced in kaput gear, so of course he has to give her, if he has kaput gear cash available, he has to pay with most kaput gear. What if the marriage was in one country and the collection of the ksuba is in the other country? So then the Gemara says, if you hold ksuba's love deraisa, the way we paskin, then we have mikul ksuba shanukan. Since ksuba is only their abundance, love deraisa, so there are a lot of kulas they introduced in ksuba. So this is one of the kulas, that the husband can always dray his way out. He does want to give the preferable. The wife wants dafke mos kaputke, because that's more yotze behotzoa. The husband has a right to stick her with most Eretz Yisrael. He has to give her the right amount of money. He has to give her chamishim shekel kesef worth. But she would prefer to have chamishim shekel kesef in kaput gear cash, and he wants to stick her with the most Eretz Yisrael. So if you hold ksuba lav deraisa, then the Gemara has a lotion, mikule ksuba shonakan, you go lekule in either direction. He can get away with giving most kaput gear either if the gvia, mokam agvia, is going to be in kaput gear, on the Mokam HaShiva, what is in kaput, was in kaputke. But if you hold the ksuba deraisa, so then when he wrote the ksuba, he was in kaputke. So if it's a din deraisa, so min authority depends on the Mokam HaShiva, when he obligated himself to give matbeis, if he'll divorce her, he'll give him matbeis. It's self understood, the matbeis of that medina where he's in, the kaputke money. If they got married in kaputke, they get divorced in Eretz Yisrael. So if one would have held, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Mishnah holds that the ksuba is deraisa, ksuba's psula is deraisa, so then he has to pay her with mos kaput gear. And Tosfos has the other pshat. No, it's a difference of dollars and cents, not just a difference. With the gimel, rola rabbeinu tam lama gimel dinim heim, whenever there's a chayvus midas, you have to pay cash. The extension of the din zuzi yoyv zuzi shakel. Not only by halvoah do you say zuzi yoyv zuzi shakel, even by dmei mekach. Tosfos has a gemara like that. Even by dmei mekach, if you have cash available, you have to pay cash. You can't stick the guy with shavei kesef or with karka. So the first pshat in Tosfos was we're talking about this din of which matbeis. According to the second shot in Tosfos, it's something much more than that. It's a difference in dollars and cents. He wrote down in the ksuba. See, by us, we don't write like that. We write, Masayim zuz duchazi lichem ideraisa. That means kesef tzuri, the way the Rosh explained. Masayim zuz duchazi lichem ideraisa means chamishim shekel kesef. You have to figure out how much that is. Not so difficult to figure out. Pidyon HaBen is 5 shkolim, and Oyes HaMefata is 50 shkolim. So whatever Pidyon HaBen is, Oyes HaMefata in Ksuba Deraisa is going to be 10 times as much. How much is Pidyon HaBen? So in the Shulchan Aruch, they tell you how to figure that out. So the Chazon Ish says, bottom line, it's 96 grams of pure silver. So 96 grams of pure silver is Pidyon HaBen. So the meaning is that you give a full 100 grams to round it out. Some hold that is 101 grams of pure silver, but Mi'ikar HaDin, the Chazon Ish, and many others hold that it's really 96 grams of pure silver. So you multiply 96 times 10, that'll be Chamishim Shekel Kesef, Avonis HaMefata, in Ksuba Deraisa, so it'll be 960 grams of pure silver. Fine, so whatever that sells for, that'll be the amount. So the way we write the Ksuba, there's nothing vague, there's nothing unclear. It says three parts to the ksuba. It says the ikka ksuba, I obligated myself to give the wife chamishim shekel kesef. Every shekel is 4 zuzim, so 200 zuz. 960 grams of pure silver. Then we write a second section. Hosif lamin delay od meas kukin kesef tzorf acherim. He adds on tosef his ksuba out of the goodness of a heart. And then he adds on another, and he assesses the value of all of the clothing and the furniture and the jewelry, whatever she brings into the marriage. Her parents bought her furniture, the parents bought her sheets and tablecloths and so on, whatever they bought, an automobile, a home in Yerushalayim, whatever they bought. So we assess the value of all of that. So we, years ago, they used to write an exaggerated amount, Meir Zekuk and Kesef Tzorof. This years ago, there used to be way more than the value of all of the stuff that that she brought into the marriage. People didn't have so much money at that time. So this was like also, it makes a Hadas Baldin that she brought into the marriage much more than she really brought into the marriage.
Why is it an asmachta?
It's not an asmachta. Why?
If he doesn't have that much.
I don't know. That should be an asmachta. He adds on anyway Tosefes Ksuba. He adds on the Ikka Ksuba is very little. The Tosefes Ksuba is way more than the whole Ikka Ksuba. Mishnah Nafalpi says, you have a right to add on Tosefes Ksuba. The Gemara says, one might have thought, you want to add on Tosefes, but you can't have Tosefes Merubal HaIkir. The Gemara says, no, you see from the Mishnah, the Ikka Ksuba is 50 shkolim. 960 grams of pure silver. And then Vhosafla Mindilay, oh Mezukatsu, that's way more than the whole Ikka Ksuba is. So the Gemara said that's acceptable. He's adding on more. He said he added on Tosefes Ksuba. So now he adds on more. So he's assessing the value of all of the property as being worth much more than it's really worth. That's also a pchin of Tosefes. Made a Hidos Baldin that it's worth more. Lemaisa, when they used to get divorced, they could never afford to pay so much money. So it would make some kind of compromise. But out of respect for the girl getting married, so they would write down this exaggerated amount of money.
What's
the Zukukin cash? Zukukin are coins that existed when in the days of the Maril or whatever.
No, it's Polish coins.
Polish coins? That each Zukuk is the equivalent of 15 times Pidyon HaBen? Each Zukuk was 15 times Pidyon HaBen, I think. So if you have Pidyon HaBen is 96 grams of pure silver, you multiply that by 15, that's one zakuk. And then he adds on mer zakukin kesef tzorof, and another mer zakukin kesef tzorof for the nedunya. Sacha kol masayim zakukin kesef tzorof. So it's 200 times 15 times pidyon haben, times 96 grams of pure silver. That's way more than the whole Ikka Ksuba. The whole Ikka Ksuba is only 960 grams of pure silver. The Ikka Ksuba is 10 times pidyon haben. This is way more than that, much more. 200 times, 15 times Pidyon HaBen. Way more. So by us, there's nothing unclear. You have to assess how much is the Ikka Ksuba, how much is the Zakuk. Okay. But we know how much it is. Okay. It's not such a secret. So Tosis in the second shot has a different shot. The fellow got married and he wrote, let's say they got married in Canada. And he wrote, and I obligate myself, in the event that I divorce you or I die, you should have the right to collect sach hakol of ksuba, ikka ksuba, everything. You should have the right to collect $150,000. He didn't write Canadian dollars or American dollars. Didn't write which one. And there may be a major difference between the two. So normally we would assume whatever country he got married in, that's what he meant at the time that he got married. If he got married in Canada, he's talking Canadian dollars. Especially if the boy and the girl are both from Canada. If the boy came from America, he dated a girl in Canada, and he wrote his stars, and maybe he can clear, maybe he meant American money, maybe he meant Canadian money. Let's say the boy married the girl from around the corner. They're both from Canada. Then they move to America later on, and they get divorced. So would you pay Canadian money or American money? So it's a question of umdan. How do you interpret the shtar? So b'shtar is halucha chaloshim eri adam. So if the shtar is written in Canada, you would interpret it based on the loshim eri adam in Canada. So the pashtus is, if they got married in Kaputkia, he meant mos Kaputkia. He meant a larger amount of money. If he got married in Eretz, he meant a smaller amount of money. So that's what the Gemara says. If you hold a ksuba deraisa, there's a vague loshen in the ksuba. It says, I have to give you $100,000. And it's not clear which dollars. dollars of Canadian money and dollars of American money. See, today in America, Eretz Yisrael, it's not Shaykh. Canada and America, you call everything dollars. In Britain, they don't call it dollars, and in Russia, they don't call it dollars. They call it rubles, but every country has their own Lashon. And that's why they call it Shkolim. They call it by different Lashonis. But here, by Kaputke and Eretz Yisrael, they're talking, they use the exact same Lashon, dollars, and it's not clear what he meant. So if you hold Aksuba deraisa, it depends on the time of the Ksivas Aksuba. You interpret the Lashon Aksuba. But so it can come out that he pays a larger amount of money. But if you hold Aksuba lav deraisa, then we declare Mikuli Ksuba Shanu Kan. So if the marriage took place, even though the marriage took place in Kaputkia, and they Lashon Meriadam when he wrote the Shtar, that's what they meant, the Mois Kaputkia. But since now they're getting divorced in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, the term dollars has a lower connotation, means much less money. So that's Mikulik Subashanukan. So according to the second Shantesis, it's not an issue with the Rabbeinu Tam or the Yerog Olayim or Gimel Dinim Haim, that if you have cash, you have to pay cash. Which one? And she would prefer to have putke money. So is that considered cash or is that considered commodity? Is that considered tiba pera? According to the second Mishad, no, it's a question of interpreting dollars and cents. How much money did he Mishabin himself to? So according to the Tanya, who thinks that Ksuba deraisa, you would interpret it based on the time of the Kabbalah's Kenyan.
Why would it matter if it's Derban deraisa? I tell you, Mami, what is that? Is it
Derban? Really, whenever a person obligates himself to an amount of money, you go Basaloshim Neyodam. Whatever country he was in, that's how you should interpret it. But if you hold that Ksuba lav deraisa, let's say, we pass Ksuba lav deraisa. So the Achranim raised the question, maybe that's only Ksuba lav deraisa if he didn't give her a Ksuba. But if they made a Kabbalah skin, you gave her a Ksuba, then that itself makes it a Shiba deraisa. Let's say, I don't owe you a penny, and I accept upon myself an obligation to give you $100 million, and I make it legally binding. How can I make it legally binding? Either Konami Yodo, made a Kenyan suitor, the Kabbalah gives a chas and a handkerchief in exchange for which he obligates himself to give her this amount of money, that's Konam Yodo, or if Kosov Lo Bishtar. Kosov Lo Bishtar is a machlaik zabiyach and vishlok and shandaf kul beis, where the chayb ani lachmon and bishtar can create a his chaybis anan. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that there are two ways to create a his chaybis mom and yesh meyayin. From thin air, one way is I smash your window, another way I punch you in the face. So I'm chayb mitam chayb, chayb mitam mazik. How can I create his chaybis without making any hefzid mom? According to Jewish law, such a thing, according to secular law, doesn't exist. According to Jewish law, I can create a chayvus not in exchange for anything. I'm not getting anything from you. I'm not chayv b'toras d'mei amekach, and you're not giving me any services or anything. I can create a chayvus yesh meyayin, either al yidei kinyan suder or al yidei shtar. So bizman hazeh, that's a question. We do both. The rabbi gives a suder to the chasen as representing the kala. The Kala really should give this suda to create this chayvus moment because Kelev Shel Koina. So Tosfos writes in Kedusha on Daf Chavav that Midin Ebeknaini, that's called Kelev Shel Koina. Just like how is an Ebeknaini Yotze Lecheres, Ebeknaini doesn't have any money. So the Ebeknaini is Yotze Lecheres Ayde Shtar, if the Odin gives him a Shtar Shichur. Kos of Lo Sefer Krisus, you say Lo Lo Meisha, Chub Shalom Nitan Lo. And another way to create, another way to mimshach the Ebeknaini is Ayde Kesef. Kesef Gaim Abos. You have a Knaini, gives money to the Yodon, he's Yotze Lecheres. How does the Ebeknaini have any money? Mashikon Ebekon a Rabbo. So one Tana says, Kesef Aydei Acherim. Someone else will serve as a good Samaritan. They'll give the Yodon $100,000 and say, by my giving you $100,000, I want you to be Mashach of the Ebed. The Yodon agrees, but the Ebed is Yotze Lecheres. But the Kesef should be given by the Koine, by the Ebed who's gaining his freedom. So that's called Kinyan Ebeknaini. Someone else gives money and they have Ebeknaini because Ebeknaini can't have any money. Mashikon Ebekon a Rabbi. So someone else gives money on behalf of the Ebed. So that's considered as if the Ebed gave the money. So here also Tosfos says, we do it all the time. We always write in the Shabbat, Kaninanei, B'man, the Kosher, the Mekanya, Bey, we the undersigned made a Kabbalah's Kinyan on behalf of a different party. The Din should have been, the Suder should be Bekelev Shalkaina. That the Kainan should have to give the suitor. And the Adam signed that we gave the suitor on his behalf. We, the undersigned, made the king. So Tosfos says, we do it, Maisim B'chayam. That's the Loshan from the Gemara. That's the Loshan of Gemara in Perek Hazov. You see that Kinyan Abi Kanani works by Kinyan Suder also. So we ought to say, whatever the din is, this machlokes, the top tesis, whether ksuba deraisa, lav deraisa, the whole sugya is only relevant if lekos of laksuba. But by us, we always write a ksuba. The rabbi gives a suda to the chassan to be kind of the shibut ksuba on behalf of the kala. And then the chassan writes a shtar and he gives it over to the kala. So you have both the kesa, you have both the shtar, and you have the kinyan suda. So why shouldn't that be deraisa? Everyone should agree that the bizman of the ksuba should be deraisa. Kos of laksuba. And they made a kinyan suda. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Noisir Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to say it doesn't matter. Even though he wrote a ksuba, the ksuba only is written as a shtaraya that the chiyuv of ksuba exists. So to whatever extent the chiyuv of ksuba is, if we pask and rov harishanim reject the rabbi in the time of the ri, the other ksuba lav deraisa, so the shtar haksuba is a document that serves as a shtaraya that the chiyuv of the rabbanon exists. The Tosefes ksuba but in the dunya that he made a kabbalas kinyan and chayvus on his own, that's deraisa taka. The Tosefes ksuba but in the dunya, that'll be deraisa. But the Ike ksuba, that's only the rabbanon. Even though kasu la ksuba, even though he made a kabbalas kinyan, the rabbi gave a suda to the chosin and he gave a shtar. The shtar is just a shtar raya. Ksuba is only a shtar raya to attest to the fact that there is a chiyuv ksuba the rabbanon. And the Kabbalah's Kenyan Suter is to enable the witnesses to sign the document even though they didn't hear the Chassan say Harat Mekodesh asleep. The Gemara says, Hakan, there's a mission in the end of Baba Basra, Kosim Shtar Loiva, Aval Bishain Malva Imoy. The Loiva can ask the Adam, please write a Shtar that I borrowed $100,000 from Reuven, Kol Nachasam Shabbatim Lo. So the Gemara says, Imeidu Hadoas Baldin. That he borrowed money from the Malva, so we can write the Shtar. So the Gemara asks, and we rely on his Hadas Baldin. Maybe it's Chav Lachrini. Maybe he's telling us that he borrowed $100,000. Maybe, why not be Chosh Hashem Akasa Luvos Benissim Lailova Tishrei? Maybe he plans to borrow $100,000 from the Malva, and he won't get to borrow the money till another 6 months from now. And he's asking us to sign a Shtar today. That he borrowed $100,000 and called Nechasim Shubadim Loi. So in the event that the Loiva will sell a karka after today's date, and he's not going to get to borrow the money from the Malva until 6 months from now, so then he's going to give the shtar to the Malva, but the shtar was only kind of Mikan al Haba from the time that he gives it to him. So how can we, the Edom, sign a shtar today? Fine, he makes our Hadas Baldin. I borrowed Lehevi Yadu, I borrowed the money already. We can believe him, we can trust him, but it's Hadas Baldin. The Meitarat to be a Chav Lachrini. In the event that he's going to borrow the money 6 months later and give over the shtar to the Malva will say, look, I have a shtar that was signed 6 months ago. All the Nechasim that belong to the Loiva from that time on, I'm a Shubit to me. So if the Loiva sold the Karkos to Lukuchas, the Malva will go collect from the Lukuchas. That's going to be Shaloi Kedin. So the Gemara asks, how can the Edom? Gemara asks in the middle of the first paragraph, Bob Mitzir, Naftez Vov, how did the Edom have the right to sign a Shtar Halvoya based on the Hadas Baldin? We do it all the time. The Chassan tells the Edom by the Chassan's Tish, sign a Ksuba. How do they have a right to sign? They sign a Ksuba with today's date. And it says, I married the girl, and all of my Nechassim are Meshubid, they pay the Ksuba. What happens if he doesn't hand her over the Ksuba till 2 months from now? So the Nechasim are not Meshubah till 2 months from now. She's going to walk around with a document. So we assume that he's going to give it the Ksuba under the Chuppah. What if the Edom are not, the Edom don't hold on to the Ksuba. If the Edom would sign the Ksuba, they would hold on to it until the Chuppah, and then they see the Chuppah takes place on the same day. Then they can give the Ksuba to the Kala under the Chuppah. What if the Edom are leaving before the Chuppah? They're not going to hold on to the Ksuba. So they're going to trust the Chassan. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how can the Edom sign the Ksuba and trust the Chassan? It may cause a michshol. It may turn out that Chassan is not going to hand the ksuba to the Kala till 2 months from now, till 6 months from now. Kala will be able to collect from the Nechassim Shubadim, from the Lekuchas, in the event that the Chassan sold the course in between the Zman HaKosa B'Ksuba and the time that he actually gave her the ksuba. So then she'll think she has a right to collect from the Lekuchas, and it's Shaloi Kedin. So the Gemara says, Och Maskina, Bishtori Aknais, if Kana Miyado. So then, even in the event that the Chassan doesn't hand the ksuba over to the Kala till the half a year later, the shibudim will be chamel amafreh from the time of kana miyodom. So the reason why we do it kana miyodom, the shtar of the ksuba only serves as a shtar raya with respect to the ikka ksuba. The ikka ksuba is only the rabbanon. If he would write a ksuba, I hereby accept upon myself an obligation to give ksuba to the kala. That would be deraisa. That would be l'chala deris ksuba deraisa. He said, I'm a kabbal on myself. His chayvus. He doesn't say I'm a kabbal his chayvus. He says this is to ascertain that there exists a chi of ksuba. The chazi lichid is a takonas chachamim that I owe you kesed tzuri, 500 shkol and kesed tzuri. So the shtar is only a shtar raya and a chi of the rabbanon. Doesn't make it into a deraisa. Either made a kabbalas kinyan. Kabbalas kinyan is only that there shouldn't be, the shtar shouldn't be a shtar mugdom. The Edom are not allowed to sign on a shtar mugdom, trusting the chassan that he's going to give it on the same day. How can they sign it and give the shtar to him? If they would hold on to the shtar and only release it when he does the chuppah and he gives the ksubah to the kala under the chuppah on the same day, so then there would be no problem. But the Edom don't hold on to the ksubah, they give it to him as Sarek Yidushin. Sometimes the Edom leave. They sign the ksubah, then they leave. So how can they do that? So the Gemara says that problem is solved by making a Kabbalah's Kinyan. But neither the Kabbalah's Kinyan that they make with the Chosin on behalf of the Kala, nor the Ksuba, the document of the Ksuba, were intended to create the Hischaivas. The Hischaivas on the Ikka Ksuba is a Takonas Chachamim. So it remains Midirabon. It's not elevated to the level of their Isa. That's how the Nesha Kelim on the Ebenezer point out. It remains the Rabbanon, even as Mana said, that we make a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suder and we give over the Shtar. The Shtar was only intended as a Shtar, right? And the Kabbalah's Kinyan is just that it shouldn't be a Mugdom.
But what about the
Sefix becomes their Isa.
Okay, so how
there's no Takanas Chachamim that should be to knock it down to the Rabbanon. The Sefix becomes their Isa.
So how can we split it? Kinyan,
when
you know
the
Gabe, what part first
written
the
Shtar,
is
just like
the
Mukdam,
but like the
Kinyan,
the
Gabe,
the
Tosafis
is a real Kinyan.
Yeah, that's what we assume. We make one Kinyan, we have to do the Kinyan three times, once for the Ikek Suba, once for the Tosafis, once for the Nedunya. We do one Kinyan Suda, but it has three different parts, for the Tosafis and for the Nedunya, that creates the Shibud Deraisa. Masheni Kinyan for the Ikek Suba, the Ikek Suba is a Takanos Chachamim. And the Kinyan Suda is just that it shouldn't be a Shtar Mugdam, that there shouldn't be a problem. How do the Edom have the right to sign a Shtar? May turn out to be a Kilkul. Shema Kosa Lulas Benismila Lova Tishra. But Anachanami, the one Kinyan Suda works for the three different parts of the Ksuba in three different ways. For the Ikka Ksuba doesn't change it. The Ikka Ksuba remains the Rabbanon. And then the Dunyan, the Tosefes, that becomes their Isa.
The body can exist, but that still exists in the dunya.
The
dunya is metalvin or a karka that exists. Then the person can insist that they want to give that, or the woman can insist that she wants to receive that.
If they get divorced.
Yeah.
If they get divorced, the husband accepted upon himself. Acharias, even if it gets lost, even if it depreciates in value, I will pay you back the value that it's worth now. But if it's still bien, then the Gemara has a machlokes. We pass, and she's entitled to get back to bien. She's entitled to get back to bien. That is correct. See, the Gemara has a machlokes in the beginning of Gittin, different mesichtas, where the edim chasim akarsi, the edim mesirikarsi. So this famous machlokes only applies to shtori kinyan. Doesn't apply to shtori raya. By shtar raya, everybody agrees that you have to have edim chasim karsi. You're going to have a shtar without edim chasim. So what's the raya? Of course there's no raya. So everyone agrees that you have to have Edi Chasima and a Shtar raya. So basically, the poskim all say, the Nesiva says, a ksuba, the document of the ksuba, as far as the Yikke ksuba is concerned, is really a Shtar raya. It's a raya, Shtar raya, that there exists a Chiyav Chachamim over here, that this couple is married, and that the husband owes her. And it's also a Shtar raya benegir to the Nedunya, benegir to the Tosefes ksuba also, because the Kabbalah's Kinyan Suter created the Hischaivis. Once you have a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suter, so the Shibud of the Tosefes Ksuba and the Nedunya exists Min HaTorah. The Kinyan Suter works Min HaTorah. And then the Shtar, the document of the Ksuba, is a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya on the Chi of the Rabbanon of the Ksuba and a Shtar Raya on the Chi of the Raisa of the Tosefes and the Nedunya. But the whole Ksuba is only a Shtar Raya. So there's no machlok, no one holds that Eidei Chasim Karsi and Aksubim. That's just a big mistake. In recent years, years ago, they never had this. Recent years, a nice shtick now, that they insist that the Eidei Kiddushin should stand there under the chuppah till the chosan hands over the ksuba to the kala, because we pass an Eidei Mesira Karsi. That's a mistake. Eidei Mesira Karsi by Shtari Kinyan. The Shtar ksuba to the Sivis writes by Ferish. It's a Shtar Rai. It's not a Shtar Kinyan. It's a Shtar Rai. There's no one says that it's a Shtar Kinyan. And even if it would have been a Shtar Kinyan, Tosis writes, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that, that in the only time you say you need Eidei Mesira is by Gitmi Kedushin, you need Eidei Mesira. By Shtari Mammon, the Rambam writes, I can write on a piece of paper, Sori Mechur Lecho, Sori Nisun Lecho B'matana. I write on a piece of paper, Menosin Lo, no Eidei Chasima, no Eidei Mesira, and it's Kaina. I, but the din is Eidei Mesira, Karasi, no. It means you don't need Eidei Chasima. So by Gitvin Gedush, you need Eidei Mesira, because Ein Dovah Shebiyah Repachas Mishtayim. By Shtari Mammon, Taisa says, you don't need Eidei Mesira. Just you give the Mesira, Beinol the Beinol, and that's Kaina. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That Taisus and Gittin says like that, and the Rambam writes like that. Mosulah ben Ola ben on the Shulchan Aruch writes like that. So l'chol ha'deis, you don't need Eina Mesira by the giving over the Ksuba.
It'd be like
Ramush,
I think, is that
the
Kenyan beforehand didn't work because
that
he wasn't married yet.
Ramush has a sefer on Bava Metzia Dibros Moshe. He has a long baruchus. He used to give once a week, he used to give the pulpul shiur in the yeshiva. So he wrote up all of the yeshiva, he used to work for that. A whole week long he would prepare. So those hardly anybody reads, the long marachas. They're trying to rewrite them to make them user-friendly, that people should be able to read them. But so far they didn't do job yet. But then he has at the end of each parak in Bavmitzi, he has short ha'oris. He has one of the short ha'oris, he gives an interpretation in a pshat in Tosfos in the first parak in Bavmitzi. So he says that I can give a girl if I have if I was Mekadosh a girl a month ago, and then I'm going to do Nisuin, so during Erisin I can give the girl a Ksuba. And Gemara said, Kosovo Labo da Rusa. So there it's Shaykh, there it's meaningful to give a Ksuba. What if I wrote a ksuba before I even said Hariat Mukadeshusli? That's what we do. We write the ksuba, we make a Kabbalah skin, you may have the Adam sign, before anything was done. So Ramosha says, Ramosha interprets Pshat and Taisim, that that has no validity whatsoever. Because it's not Shach to collect it. You can only collect the ksuba in the event that the husband dies, the husband divorces her. They're not even married yet. So if the husband's going to die, there's not Mises HaBaal. And he can't divorce her. They're not even married at all. So Moshe, in a sefer Dibros Moshe on Bava Metzia, he interprets Pshat in a Tosfos that he writes that Bizman Hazeh, you can't do such a thing. You can't sign the Ksuba before. But then in the Tshuvas he backs out. He says in the Tshuvas that is not so. It's against the Gemara. Well, it says against the Gemara.
Have you said by Mammon we wouldn't say that you mean Eidei Mesira would mean nothing?
You would not require Eidei Mesira. Yeah. But want to give you ownership of my house, b'mechira or b'matana. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon Rambam, and Tosfos writes the same. He writes on a piece of paper, Sodi nusun lecha b'matana, sodi mechira lecha, no eide chasima, no eide mesira, mosu lo beino le beino, and that's koina. But you need eide mesira karasi. You only need eide mesira by gitmei kedushin. By dina mamanis, you don't need eide mesira. So by the ksuba, even if it would have been a shtar kinyan, which it isn't, it's a shtaraya, then a siva says, because you already made the Kenyan Suda. So no one would say that you need Eidei Mesira.
Doesn't the Gemara on Sadi Dalad seem to say that you do need Eidei Mesira for a shtar, so that's a
Yamechon? If you want the shtar to be kind of earlier, yeah. You don't need the Eidei Mesira, just need someone to know which shtar was given over first. No, if you hold Eidei Chasima Karasi, if you hold Eidei Chasima accomplished the Kinyan, so the both Shtoros are kind of Besof Hayom. If you don't hold Eidei Chasima Karasi, you don't have to give the other fellow a raya that it's his. So then, whenever he gave over the Shtar, if you'll have Eidim who will know which Shtar was given over earlier, so that'll be Koina. That's not as Yod Eidim Mesira Kasi. You need Eidim Mesira by Shtari Mammon. You don't need Eidim Mesira. If you want to prove which one came first, then you need Eidim Mesira. Okay, we'll stop here. Belinet is Sunday. What's the story? Bechin is when? On Monday? Shatai Masa. Sunday we'll learn some more Gemara. Okay.